You're listening to your English podcast with Nadia and Yvette, episode number 24. Welcome to your English podcast, where it's all about helping you get your point across. Brought to you by your trainers for business, Nadia and Yvette. Hi there, this is Nadia.
And this is Yvette.
Welcome to part four of your small talk training.
That's right.
And today we're talking about starting off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, in part one, we talked about why small talk is important.
That's right. And in part two, we talked about when and with whom you have small talk.
In part three, we introduced you to 16 common topics for small talk and told you what makes the topic good or bad.
And today, after having given you the basics, we are going to focus on starting off.
So, one thing you shouldn't forget is to download the workbook for this training. So even if you've only just started listening to us, you can still grab it and use it. There's an exercise for this episode as well, and you'll find a link to download the workbook in the show notes. So make sure to just hop over there, download it, and then use it. Okay? So, then, Yvette, let's start off.
Yes. Okay. So this is usually the most difficult part for a lot of people.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even if you have the basics, you need to overcome your own self-doubts.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. You just have to believe in yourself and go for it.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's where I really agree where a lot of people have problems.
Yeah, just to start off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there are some standard phrases which you can learn to support yourself to get started.
That's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For some people, that's a big help.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's go through these standard phrases. Yeah.
Okay. So first of all, how are you?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's something you always ask everyone. Yeah. Although you shouldn't expect or give a detailed answer.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Because no one's really interested in knowing the complete truth.
That's true.
Except maybe your family and your doctor.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Another one is how are things?
Yeah. I mean, this could be about you or about your work, right?
Yeah. It's more general.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But again, here.
Yeah. Don't necessarily
expect.
Yeah, exactly. Don't expect or give a detailed answer.
Yeah.
But I mean, it depends, on who you're talking to.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but if your job also involves dealing with people every day, you'll need social skills.
Yeah.
And here are also a few phrases to help you out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, for example, people who deal with other people every day would be like receptionists.
Yeah. PAs.
Yeah. For example.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Or if you're a visitor's first contact.
Exactly.
In a company.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be the receptionist, but it could also be
could also be you then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. So first of all, welcome.
Yeah.
To.
And then the company name.
Yeah.
Or the city.
Yeah.
Or the event.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And please, please do not say welcome in.
Mm-hmm.
That is not correct in English.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay, another one. How was your journey or your trip?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Or your flight could also be.
Yeah. Or your train ride.
Yeah.
Or your drive over here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you have any difficulties finding us?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This was a good question because then you'd also get some feedback if the information you've provided was accurate enough or not.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is everything okay with the hotel?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe you booked or arranged the hotel, so then you can find out.
Yeah. It's also asking for feedback.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Okay, a bit more general. Have you ever been here before?
That's true, but it's a very good question to start off.
Yeah.
Because you then find out, either yes, the person has been here before, then you might want to skip a few things.
That's true, yeah. And if it is their first visit or their first time, then they might need extra information.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And finally, can I help you with your luggage?
For example, if they did not manage to go to the hotel first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or they have a lot of luggage with them, big suitcase, I don't know what else.
Yeah, exactly.
They might have with them.
Mm-hmm. That sort of, can I help you? Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Also possible. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess based on what you hear, you can also use follow-up questions,
that's
right?
Yeah. So, for example, we mentioned, how are things?
Great. I was in New York last week.
Wow. New York? What did you do there? Was it your first time in New York? Did you do any sightseeing? Where did you stay?
Now, here we have four questions.
Yeah, which you might not, you wouldn't normally ask after the other.
That's true.
But it was just an example.
Exactly. For demonstration reasons,
exactly.
We did.
Exactly, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, here we have four questions. Mm-hmm. As we said, two open and two closed questions.
Yeah.
So, let's have a look at the closed questions.
Yeah. So, was it your first time in New York?
A closed question, because you can answer with yes or no.
Mm-hmm. Did you do any sightseeing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, you can say yes or no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you just get limited information.
Exactly. Back. And that's where how you use them.
Yeah.
To check for information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this does not get your counterpart talking. That's a problem with closed questions. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So be sure to not only ask closed questions. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Open questions are a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what did you do there?
Well, I was there on a business trip.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Where did you stay?
In a really, really very nice bed and breakfast.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, here your partner has to tell you more than yes or no. Mm-hmm. And then you have more to ask about and get a conversation going.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, another example, of course, you can use question tags.
Yes. So, have you ever been here before?
You could answer yes, 3 months ago.
Ah, okay. Then you know about our security procedures, don't you?
So, and here you should be able to answer with yes, because you were there 3 months ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or with no, if no one told you about them then. However, we're focusing now on question tags.
Yeah.
And the question tag here is the don't you.
That's right, yeah.
And I think for some people, question tags are too complicated.
Yeah.
So just remember, if you are a native speaker of German, do not use the word or at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you don't do that in English.
No.
Instead, you can use the word right.
Yeah. So then you know about our security procedures, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Americans love doing that, by the way.
These are then short questions at the end of a sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you use them to ask a question or to check information you already know.
Okay.
Or just to keep the conversation going.
So, for example, at the buffet.
Yeah. The food is good here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. So, this is if the sentence is positive, the question tag is negative.
Yeah, so the food is good here.
Is the positive sentence.
Isn't it.
Is the negative question tag.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. And the other way around, so if the sentence is negative, the question tag is positive.
The food isn't vegan, is it?
Mm-hmm. So we've got the food isn't vegan is the negative, and is it is the positive.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, after the standard phrases, it's essential to not only hear the words, but also to pay attention to the way the words are said.
Yes, that's important.
That's very important, because with this information, you can actually tell which mood the person is in.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you can decide how to go on.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because you may have lots of phrases for small talk, but they're no good if the person doesn't want to or That's doesn't true. Have time yeah. for small talk.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it would mm-hmm. only be a waste of time.
Exactly. Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you need to also
consider that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So let's say the person is in a good mood mm-hmm. and has time for small talk. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, this is where you'd need your workbook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because in the workbook, you'll find an exercise where you have to come up with follow-up questions. Mm-hmm. So to help you out, we'll walk you through and give you some examples to start you off.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the first mm-hmm. phrase we have in the workbook.
Yeah. We are going on holiday to Italy this year.
Mm-hmm. So we'd like you to come up with about 5 follow-up questions. Mm-hmm. We'll give you 2. Now, all these phrases, you have possibilities of coming up with more than 5. They're not that difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One good question would mm-hmm. be, which part are you going to?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Italy is big enough, so.
Yeah, you can ask, yeah. Or how are you traveling?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you driving?
For example.
Yeah.
Are you flying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the next sentence mm-hmm. would be
mm-hmm. I live in.
And then the city's or village's name.
Yeah.
Depending on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So if it's a small village.
Yeah.
Or if it's somewhere well known, then you can ask different questions.
Exactly. Obviously.
If it's a small village, then maybe. Sorry, where is that exactly?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
Or if it's somewhere well known,
yeah.
then you mm-hmm. can say, oh, there are a lot of events there. Which mm-hmm. one would you recommend?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, another one?
Yeah.
I haven't been to this trade fair before.
Oh, did you attend the other fair at the end of last year?
Mm-hmm.
Would be one good follow-up question.
Mm-hmm. Or another one, which hotel are you staying at?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's so possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now brings us to the next mm-hmm. sentence.
Yeah. My job involves a lot of traveling.
Where are you going to next?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And following on.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you been there before?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and we've picked these questions to demonstrate that there can be a sequence to asking the questions.
Yeah. So, for example, where are you going to next?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to Berlin.
For example.
Yeah. And then you can ask, have you been there before?
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. That is to demonstrate that it's really not that difficult to keep a conversation going.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You just have to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask questions, you lead the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and another one, yeah. I'm a freelance trainer.
Mm-hmm. Which languages do you give your seminars in?
Mm-hmm.
That would be one question.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then another one, how often do you have to travel?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was it for the training.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the 5 sentences in your workbook.
Mm-hmm.
And we have one more thing before we wrap it up completely. Mm-hmm. We'd like to thank you for tuning in and downloading our podcast. And we'd love to hear more from you. But most importantly, you can help us by rating us on iTunes and, if you like, also by leaving a review. And we know that leaving a review involves a bit of time mm-hmm. consume.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we've decided to raffle 3 books among all those who rate us on iTunes.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And by rating us on iTunes, you'd help us get a bigger reach.
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to do to take part is to rate us and leave a comment.
Mm-hmm.
Then make a screenshot of your rating and comment and send it to us either by email or as a direct message on Instagram.
Yeah. And the books that you can win.
Yes.
Atomic Habits by James Clear.
Mm-hmm.
Denglish for Better Knowers by Adam Fletcher and Paul Hawkins.
Yes.
And Barking Up the Wrong Tree by Eric Barker.
And you can participate throughout February 2019,
mm-hmm.
and we'll make the draw on the 5th of March 2019.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yvette, I think that just about wraps it up right now, right?
Yeah, I think it does, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then, speak to you again next week for our final part on small talk training.
That's right. Bye for now.
Bye. Thank you for lending us your ears. We hope you've enjoyed listening to our podcast. Remember to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode.